Don't start it. This is what we tell them. This is what we tell them. Don't start it, baby. But if they put hands on you, you better finish it. I'm telling you today, in the spiritual realm, you didn't start this fight, but you're going to finish it. If you have your Bibles, go to 1 Corinthians with me. Rest on your feet all over the building real quick. Give an honor to God, to His Son Jesus, to all whom honor is due. It's good to see you on this morning. First time visitors, returning visitors, I will get to you. Please don't leave. To my wife, God bless you. It's so good to see you. I looked down there one time, you wasn't there. I looked up again, you was there. It's so good to see my wife. Hallelujah. The Bible says this, 1 Corinthians 9, verses 26 and 27. It says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth there. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. The ESV version says, I discipline my body and I keep it under control. The NASB says, I discipline my body and make it my slave. The NRSB says, I punish my body and enslave it. The Message Bible says this. It says, I don't know about you, but I'm running hard for the finish line. I'm giving it everything I've got. No sloppy living. Let me say that again. No sloppy living. No sloppy living for me. Some of y'all need to write that down right there. No sloppy living. What are you saying, Pastor? Get out of people's bed. Yeah. Stop talking about people. Live right. Start praying and fasting like you know how. No sloppy living. Sloppy living produce sloppy results. Okay, let me keep on with the scripture before I get in trouble. I'm staying alert and in top condition. I'm not going to get caught napping, tell everyone else about it, and then missing out myself. Amen. How you gonna teach your children how to fight and make it in, and you miss out because you sloppily living? Hallelujah. Look at somebody say, just keep your hands up. You take your seats, Hallelujah. We were talking about earlier fighting above your weight. And so I've looked at that term up, fighting above your weight. And also looked up playing above your weight. Sometimes in youth football, we have kids that play up. If you're involved in youth football, man or woman, you know what I'm talking about. And so I began to seek out an answer as to what this concept really meant. And so I Googled it, and I was sent to a few websites that had to do with boxing and those trainers who developed the boxers. And so all of those sites seemed to indicate that fighting above your weight meant that you were fighting an opponent who was bigger, meaner, and had the capacity to knock your brains out. Hallelujah. But there was a disclaimer there that was given in the midst of the defining information. It gave the thought that there were fighters in the past who had managed to fight beyond their abilities and win the battle against an opponent who was intimidating them. They had been outmanned, outgunned from the outset, but they kept on fighting above their weight until the victory had been secured. Y'all listening to me? They kept fighting until they won. Hallelujah. But how did they do that? They did that through rigorous self-discipline, reaching above the obstacles and pressing on ahead of the hindrances. They were victorious. In other words, they didn't allow anything to get in their way. Hallelujah. There are things that all of us can do to become greater servants in the kingdom of God. And one of those necessary things to do is to fight above our weight. Amen. Going back to the scripture. Amen. Paul now is dealing with this passage of scripture, and he puts himself and all the saints of God in the place of a boxer. There will be moments when we dole out heavy blows to the enemy. There will be moments when you are victorious. There will be moments when you hit the enemy and he absolutely gets knocked down, or absolutely has taken a black eye. Amen. And so anybody that's able to do this, you, in other words, you're finally trained, that is, in other words, you're in top-notch condition. Now, you may not think so, but listen to me. Those of you who know how to fight physically, you have some training somewhere. You have some older brothers, some older sisters, you have some cousins, you have some friends where it was just hard for you to make it through. And the only way you could defend yourself, you had to fight. You grew up fighting. Y'all are going to talk back to me. When you came outside the door, you hated to see so-and-so come down the street because you knew they was going to try to mess with you. So you had to make up in your mind that you had to stand your ground or face your parents. Y'all ain't standing
right.
Your parents had used it. Mom, daddy, mommy, they gonna be messing with you. They told you, shut up, suck it up. If they come out there in that street messing with you, you better stand your ground. And if anybody else come, then I'll be out there. And so just as the outer man has been tuned into this fighting condition through eating right, training right, sleeping right. Some of y'all ain't getting no sleep. That's why the devil's whooping your butt. You staying up late at night, worrying about stuff you have no control over. You worrying about stuff that you can't do nothing about, and you not getting no sleep at night. You waking up with bags up underneath your eyes. You can't even steer straight. That's why you gotta have 25 ounces of coffee in the morning, because you can't even wake up. You can't even get up. Your kids is waking you up out of the bed. Mama, daddy, it's time to get up. I gotta be to school. Get up. How do you know that, Pastor? Because my daughter been telling me that. Wake up, man. I got to get to school at 6 o'clock in the morning. Daddy, I'm going to be late. Somebody got to get some sleep. Somebody has to rest. Somebody got to be able to lay their head down and say, Lord, have your way, and go on in and get some slumber. Because my Bible tells me he never sleeps nor slumber. So somebody ought to get some sleep. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, get some sleep, get some sleep. Turn the TV off. Stop watching Netflix. Turn off the internet. There are some things that take place in the soul of a boxer that catapults them into an arena with a mindset toward victory. In other words, I don't care how big the enemy is, when you step into the ring, that boxer already believes that they're going to win. Ooh. I'm tired of folks coming to church with a defeated attitude. Every time you step foot into the ring with the enemy, you ought to get in the ring with an attitude that I'm a witness thing. I'm coming out. The devil is a defeated foe when I step foot. Because the preacher said last week, it's a fixed fight. Y'all ain't saying that back to me. The Lord is on my side. So when I step into the ring, I'm getting ready to witness that. I don't care how big this giant is. I'm about to slay him and I'm going to cut his head off. Somebody say today, you gotta slay that dragon. You can't do it. You cannot get in the ring thinking that you're already defeated. How is a saved person living like that? Everything you go through, I'm already defeated. How do you know, Pastor? You go around saying, I'm broke. I ain't never got no money. My house is messed up. Clean it up. My cars is messed up. Take care of them. We have a tendency to speak things into existence. And we believe it when we speak it. We don't know we're speaking it. You do not have to say, I know I'm going to lose. But the way we say it indicates that we've already lost. Yeah. I know the devil been messing with me. Mess with the devil. Y'all ain't never thought about that, huh? Mess with the devil. It says says the gates of hell shall, in other words, a gate goes out and in. So the devil's trying to push forward with a gate, but he don't want you to come into his territory, because when you come into his territory, you start taking over his, y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. You start doing things that nobody else can do. You start speaking and doing things and laying hands and praying and fasting, and when that gate gets open and people begin to say, wait a minute, I don't have to live like this. I can come out. I can be saved and sanctified. I can go on. And now the devil's territory begins to shrink, begins to shrink, begins to shrink. I dare you every now and then, take your saved, sanctified self into the nearest territory and say, enough is enough. Here, let me put it like this. Imagine your kids was in the devil's territory, and you had the job of going to retrieve your children. And God said the first thing you take with you is your praise. What are you saying, preacher? Imagine your kids was in the devil's territory, and the Lord said, you can go get them. Because the devil don't want you coming on his ground. But you got to take with you my anointing. And I'm going to lay on you some heart. And I'm going to give you a voice where you can cry out unto me. And every time you say my name, I show up while you on the devil's playground. Some of us really don't want to imagine it. You don't want to imagine your kids going down the wrong road and you got to get them. You outside your brain. Let Isaiah call me and say, Dad, I'm in a situation where I can't get out of. I'm driving the car up into the parking lot. I'm going up into the house. I'm kicking the door open. I'm going to get my child. Y'all too dignified. You're too sedity. You're too sedity. You drink water with your pinky in the air. When you want it bad enough, you got to get undignified. You got to be willing to get dirty with this thing. You got to be willing to get ugly with this thing. You got to be willing to praise God so hard your weed come out. Your heel bust down. You gotta be willing to give God praise to the point where you don't care who's looking. You don't care what's going on. All I know is that I got to get a praise through. I got to get a breakthrough. I got to go and do this thing the way God has called for me to do it. I don't care how I look. I don't care what I smell like. I need a blessing. Mr. White said military strength. Maybe that's what we need to do, turn this dirt into an obstacle course. Come out here and run an obstacle course and see how well we do. Now here's the thing that I love. The more you run it, the better you get.
That's right.
There are some of us who got some battle wounds. And y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. Is there anybody that got some war wounds? You done been through some things. Folks that talk about you, scandalize your name. They done pulled you down. They done said you ain't worth nothing. But you still, you look better now than when you was 18 years old. You look better now than when you was 21. You got more sense now than you ever had in your life. And God is yet blessing you in the midst. In other words, I've been through some things. But every time I turn around, he keeps on doing it. Great things. some courage, and you got to have some stamina.
That's right.
It's that last one some of us mess up on. You start off like you're running 100. You got to start off like you're running a marathon, baby. You got to be in this thing. Some of us go a little distance with God, then we stop. Some of us run a half mile, then we stop. Some of us go a little ways around the corner, then we stop. Some of us don't stop, but we start walking. And when we start walking, then we see the nearest seat and we take a seat. In other words, you've got to build up some stamina. You can't think that everything's going to be a flowery bed of ease. The devil has tricked us into thinking that when I said yes, Lord, that means yes to everything that's going to be easy. I'm going to have an easy salvation. I'm going to have an easy way in life. Money's just going to come to me. I'm always have a job. My kids are always going to be blessed. I'm always going to be with things. I'm not going to never be broke. I'm not going to never have no problems in life. The devil has tricked us into believing that everything that goes wrong with salvation is going to be easy. But the Lord said, I didn't come to take you out of the world. I came so that you can bless the world. I'm trying to give you some stamina so you can stand up to the ways and the wiles of the enemy. You got to be able to stand up for this thing. And if he knocked you down once, you got to get back up. If he knocked you down twice, you got to get up again. If he knocked you down three times, you got to keep coming. You've got to keep praising. You've got to keep magnifying it. You've got to keep saying hallelujah.
All right. Yeah. Come on.
You waste energy on the wrong stuff. Wow. That's why you ain't got no stamina to fight the real battles. You wasting energy on people that don't make no difference.
That's right.
I'm talking about you, son. Don't nobody want to say that now.
All right.
Don't nobody want to say that now. Just a minute ago, he was hallelujah, yeah. Now I'm talking about you wasting energy. You got to preserve your stamina and stop wasting your energy on things that don't make no difference. I'm trying to get to heaven. I ain't got time to mess around with knucklehead folks. Because wasting energy becomes a liability.
That's right.
When you can't keep your hands up and you wasted all your energy on stupid stuff.
Come on now.
That's how the devil knocked you out. You worried about stupid stuff over here that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. There are some certain temptations that the devil absolutely wants you to buy into. Mm-hmm. If he can get you to buy into those stupid temptations, everybody's tempted.
Yep.
Put your flesh under subjection.
Everybody.
I'm tired of people saying, well, that's just how I am. Wait a minute. What about you were saved and sanctified? I got some troubles, I got some issues too. Everybody got some issues. Put your flesh under subjection. Why are you giving the enemy all the credit? I just gotta do this. I know God still loves me. I'm gonna be saved in the morning. Wait a minute, be saved tonight. Be saved in the valley. Just don't be saved on the mountaintop. He's the God of the valley. Yea, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. When I'm in the valley, he's still there.
It's all right.
I'm just about finished. I didn't get a chance to finish this.